Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. His return is imminent, very imminent, very immediately imminent. Now, the Lord loves his people. And I keep thinking about the scripture, he who letteth will let. And there are many speculations about who he is, but Jesus told his disciples, what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And I'm more inclined to believe that it's up to God's people to put Satan off earth and to hold back his works. And there are many people desperately trying to put the Antichrist in power and bring forth a godless kingdom. The communists did it, the socialists did it, Germany tried it, Russia tried it, and China oppresses the people of God. And more, you know, it was in the headlines that many Democrats were atheists or godless. And people don't know what they are running from, but God does. And we need to follow God. We need to know him. Now, the will of man is, God responds to man's choice. The Lord, Revelation shows us the end game of Satan and his response to wicked men's actions. But we're to occupy till he comes. And when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, then he'll come. And I believe that time is now. But I'm not in a hurry. I'm going to live forever no matter how this thing turns out. I'm in a position that I can't lose. Whatever happens, I win. Because I believed on Jesus Christ. He invited me to be in his kingdom and I accepted. I received salvation. And I'm very thankful for it. And I want as many people possible to join the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. I want to see people washed in the blood and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, operating in their best capacity. I desire that more than anything. Even I desire that more than personal possessions. And if we yield to God, we can be more effective. And when I see people yielding to the Lord, they're becoming more and more effective. But when people give in to pride, they're giving in to another logic, anti-Christian way. The ways of God is perfect. And without fault. And as we're guided by the Holy Spirit. See, it takes time to be guided by the Holy Spirit. People can take upon themselves to teach however they want to. But the only thing God can sanction is his love, his wisdom, his holiness. The only thing God can use is his word. God can't sanction or give credibility to any form of a lie, even if it seems true. If it's a lie, he just can't use it. So, and we shouldn't expect him to. And I admire men of God that do the research and get to the bottom of it, get answers, and seek him until they know, and not be so cocky. When people are cocky, they mess up. Unnecessarily so. But when we follow God, we do appropriate things. We walk in according to the love of God. And the Lord knows that I know in part. He knows I don't know everything. But if I'm going to do this, I'm going to need his help. He knows that. And now I know it. Decades ago, I slightly knew it. But I knew I didn't know what I was doing, so I needed to pay attention if I was going to do God some good. I didn't want to be another repeater. What I mean by repeater, I mean a person that's just repeating what they've heard without the research. Because I found holes in doctrines that I once embraced. But when you line everything up, and Pastor Jim did a beautiful job talking about how you line everything up next to Jesus and you see the truth. And that, you know, I highly recommend that sermon he did yesterday. VCF Live on YouTube. And wherever you are in this world, go to VCF Live on YouTube and you'll see Pastor Jim McCann. You'll see what I saw. Now, I want to see people do more for God. And we can. But first you got to line everything up by Jesus. When I started reading the Bible, I started in Genesis. But then I said, I need to read what the Word said when he came. So I did go back and I started studying what Jesus said. But every night I go back and read another chapter in Genesis. I wanted to know what I was missing out on. I wanted to understand. Now, all that being said, when you build on a strong foundation, the wind can't blow you down. So when you hear God out, and I like to hear him out, sometimes the Lord began a message or began a thought, and then we run with it too fast. But when we hear him out, we learn so much more. And that's the best way to do it. Now, we're not just receiving knowledge and wisdom and understanding, counsel and might. We're not just receiving those things from God. We're also pushing back the things of darkness within. If you win the war within, the war without is a cakewalk. And you won't be so amazed when the Lord moves in your life. You'll get used to winning. Now, one thing that really helps us out and helps us go to the next glory is being faithful with what God is giving. You know, receive what God gives and drive out all forms of interference. You know, win that war within. Drive out the Canaanites out of your heart. Everything that's not like God, everything that's against the knowledge of God, drive it out. Many false narratives have been taught as truth. And there's an enemy behind it. Every movie we watch, every song we hear, there's a spirit behind it. Now, some things we watch it for entertainment. But you don't turn your eyes off. Watch and pray. If you watch TV, if you watch movies, and you know, it's not wrong. But just watch it with your eyes open. Understand that there are spirits behind some of the things we like. And sometimes it's the Lord allowing people to write something to give us a visual, a parable. I'm not one of the kind of people that say everything's of the devil. You have to do research to know what's of Satan and what's truly of God. And there were movies I thought was... I didn't think much of them because it seemed to have a satanic tone. But when I watched it, it was better than what I thought. And, you know, when I watched Star Wars, for instance, it shows us that there was a war in the past that affects us. But it's written by people that grew up on Earth. And you can tell that, you know, it lines up with a lot of things. But the parable of it is, you got to win the war within in order to win the war without. Luke Skywalker had to come to a point that he had compassion for his evil father. And he tried to get him to turn to the light. And then when he did, he was able to destroy the emperor that was behind everything. See, he couldn't go and fight these things till he won the war within. That thought was not originated in Star Wars. That was originated in the beginning when God told man not to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But he did it anyway. Now, I want to talk about countermeasures. God, if we don't ignore our countermeasures, if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's going to be there forever. If Adam didn't eat off of it, it would still be right there. And somebody could become disobedient and start evil on earth. But the way you counter evil is first you eat off the tree of eat the fruit of the tree of life, and you'll have everything you need to not eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you have a problem with anything in the world, if something's got you by the ankle, and it's something that you know is wrong, but you keep on thinking about it, and it's like a stronghold against your mind, and it's trying to get in your heart and into your will. Your will forms in the heart. So once something gets in your heart, it will become your will, and it's much worse to get rid of. Sometimes it's impossible to get rid of it, because if you like it, you're not going to drive it out of your life. To get that kind of stamina and that kind of understanding and that kind of wisdom, that kind of love, you have to eat off the tree of life. Now, the tree of life is taken from man, the natural tree of life. But we have a better tree of life. We have the blood of Jesus, which would separate us from sin. And we have the Word of God to strengthen us in righteousness. Our righteousness came from believing on Jesus. We believe on Jesus because we heard his true word. We received his word, and the Holy Spirit saw that we received his word, and he helped us have faith, and we had the faith. We became the sons and daughters of God. And from there you can fill your heart with his fruit, with his love, with his wisdom, with his knowledge, with his counsel, with his might. You can study the Word of God, and the fear of the Lord will operate in your life. When you're tempted heavily, the fear of the Lord will rise up. And if there's any love in you, the fear of the Lord will have something to attach to, and you'll make a decision based on the fear of the Lord rather than the persuasion of sin. But you don't have to stop there. You can receive enough word so that you can despise that sin and even hate that sin, to the point that you drive it out of your life and never fear it again. Now that's how I win the war within. That's how we can win the war within. Some people do it partially and still have victory, but they still have a nagging thought in the back of their mind. All of it can, I'm saying to you now, everything that's not like God can totally be driven out of your life. And people, when they read Romans chapter 7, when they see Apostle Paul talking about how he, when he wants to serve God, he finds wrong in his life. He finds evil is with him. And it's like a constant war. And they say, well, if Paul couldn't shake it, I can't either. But if you stop at chapter 7, that's what you can believe. And a lot of people don't expect to be free, totally free from whatever's aggravating them. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's women, lust, greed, whatever it is. But if you turn the page and read chapter 8, it talks, it shows you how life in the Spirit works. Life in the Spirit is also found in Galatians 5. It tell you what the fruits of the spirits are. You can decide to govern your life by the fruits of the Spirit. You can receive the word of God like Joshua, day and night, and you'll be able to do all this stuff, and it'll be like a cakewalk. Maybe I should find an easier example. If you win the war within, the war without would be like eating your favorite cake or dessert. The cakewalk, you put forth effort to win the cake, but The war without is like eating the cake. But the war within, if you master that war, the war without is very simple. You know, Darth Vader threw the imp down the shaft. If you win the war within, you can throw the evil emperor down the shaft. and he didn't struggle to do it. I like metaphors. They get the point over. Bear with me. And the Lord has to reach people. He's got the responsibility of reaching people that their parents don't take them to church for them to learn. And they're not interested enough to learn the deeper things of God. So he has to start somewhere. And sometimes when the right person sees something, they start doing research and they'll find out what really happened and take God's word for it. That's why God gives parables to people that want to hear, but that they had sorry parents that wouldn't take them to church. And they had, you know, they were raised up. Everybody's not raised up in a home where the parents believe God. Some people believe whatever. But they have children that want to know. And sometimes they become Christians. They were duped. So people who do wrong, it's not that God give up on them. They're just duped. They're duped into voting wrong. They're duped into believing wrong. They're duped to agree with the world. But their heart, the Holy Spirit can detect a longing heart that wants to know the truth. And while they out in deception, while they in the world of deception, they make a mess of things. That's why we're supposed to love all men just like Jesus loves us. If we can master that, we'll get more brothers and sisters included in the kingdom of God. Now the Lord has been holding off this war, and I know it for a fact. Now, what I'm going to say now is this. If you master the war within, the war without is easy, is eating cake, just like Vader threw that emperor down the shaft. After he made his mind up, after he got his heart, to tune to the light, to what's right, then he threw him down the shaft. You can't do it. If you agree with the emperor, you can't throw him down the shaft. Period. And it's not a cakewalk. It's not like eating cake. It's impossible. You can't cast Satan out of this world if you like what he's doing. If you like one of his ways. If you believe him somewhere. If you allow a stronghold to attach itself to you. You have to disconnect from every form of evil. And, you know, David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast not thy Holy Spirit from me. And he wanted to be cleansed. He wanted to be right with God. That's how we have to be. That's how we become, as we hear his word. It's not hard. We invite God to help us and he will. But whatever the Lord brings to you, in order to be effective, be very faithful. And I'm not saying this lightly. Be very faithful with whatever he brings to you. And this is why I say that. If he brings something to you for you to do, an assignment, you're already approved. Hear me good. You're approved. And the Lord is, before he told you to do it, he already went and sought out. He always finds the best. If he brings something to you to perform, to do, you're the best option at the time. And if you do it, you're going to be tremendously rewarded. And people will live. If you fail, people may die. And you will have missed a visitation. And visitations don't come, I won't say they don't come often, but sometimes if you miss a key visitation, you may not get another one. even close to being as important as it was. The Lord will never trust you with something that's important if you disobey. That's the problem with disobedience. The Lord taught me well that He taught me that disobedience is the first cause of poverty. If you're disobedient to God somewhere, you started a poverty process. And there's going to be a lack unless God has another person to take your place. But they're not as good as you. They're not as good as of a choice as you are. If it comes down to you, you're the best choice at the time. And remember, if it gets to you, that means somebody else failed, or you're just the best. You're just the top choice at the time. But when it gets to you, you are the best choice for God to use you. So don't be. My pastor taught me one year. Every January he'll give us a word of prophecy. And one year he said, "Think big." The Lord told him to tell his people to think big. And I heard that word, and I received it, and I took the limitations down. I remember years ago I gave him a word about thinking about not limiting God. But it came back. We need each other. That's how it is. It's not a competition. A word spoken today can bless somebody today, and one day you'll need that word. I needed that word. It became a key part in what I do. I had to take all the limitations off and believe God for big things. Now the Lord, He bring things to me for me to pray. Sometimes He'll wake me up and have me to pray in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes He'll tell me about a need. And you know, we have to catch on sometimes. He just tell me the need, and then that's it. He don't say anything else. I said, "What am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to pray?" The lights come on. It's okay. And I pray in the Holy Spirit until I laugh. And I pray earnestly until He tell me I did it. If you're going to follow God, you've got to learn to catch on. I don't know another way to put it. You just got to catch on. Sometimes people don't know why God told them and didn't say anything else. He wants you to catch on and use your faith. You got the faith, do it. A year and a half ago, he said the war visions of Henry Gruber are at the door. And I had been listening to those war visions that on YouTube, the Russian invasion, 1, 2, and 3. It was the same vision, but different aspects of it. The second one, he saw a desert frog that was about to release a poisonous gas. And he saw the Russian soldiers, they had outfits. And they had the breathing apparatus make them look like a horse, kind of, you know, that snooty looking face mask. And they we didn't have nothing that could stop that gas at the time that he had this vision back in the, I think it was the 80s when he had it. But a general found out about it. And I love the way God works. And the general told him that we don't have anything to combat that, whatever kind of gas that was that he was going to use on the people, that Russia was going to use on the people. And it was a desert dream that he had. He called it the Prince Charles dream. It's still on YouTube. Better watch it before they take it down. And it's still relevant. But the military had time to come up with a counter. See, prophecy, if you judge prophecy by, especially in modern times, it's given so you can do something. If you don't do something, it'll happen faster. But the Lord tells you things in time for you to counter it or pray against it. Now, I look at things a different way than others. Henry Gruber was a man most people won't listen to unless they really love God. Most people are groomed to listen to people that promise them the blessings. I noticed this a long time ago. They talk about blessings and, you know, getting your breakthrough, which is fine. But if it's not dealing with some kind of breakthrough that's relevant to their life, they don't give it their full attention. Only mature people will. And I say that, I don't say that like people that's mature, they'll listen to a 3-hour sermon on something important. And Henry Gruber, some of his YouTube videos are 1 to 3 hours long. Now, you can always get the short version when he's on a program talking. You know, he'll condense it. But when you listen to the long version, you learn how to prayer walk. You learn how he got to the point that he was able to do the things that he do. You learn the love and the obedience and the sincerity it takes to see something through. And that's what I love to, I listen to it. I listen to the word, you know, so I can do what God want me to do. And then when I'm not listening to the word, I listen to somebody like Henry Gruber or Steve Quayle that do research, because I'm attracted to things that way. I learn more about the Lord, my God and King that way. And I learn other things other abilities that he's given me. And it's not like a label to me. It's a privilege to hear something like that. When you're devoted to the word of God, that's how it is. So the kind of people that will hear him out will also pray. And he had the first, I think his first war vision was in the 80s, 86, I think. Then he had one in the 90s, and he had 3 of them that he would talk about. He told the years that he got them. But time happened, and people heard these, and people are still hearing them for the first time and praying. So when the Lord said that the war visions are about to happen, I'm like, I said, maybe I've been into it too much or something. I went to sleep. I didn't even want to think about it. And then I talk about this dream that he gave me. I dreamt that somebody was at the back door, and the house was made different. But this door had muttons, you know, it had the six glass panels on a curtain. And I knew somebody was behind the door. I'm on the inside of the house. I said, I know you're out there. Who is it? And a rifle barrel came through the bottom glass, right at my gut. And he had me. I couldn't have moved. If I had flinched, he could have cut me in half with that rifle. And I woke up. That was the first dream. And I had another one also the same night. And I got up. I went through the house looked out the windows. Everything was all good. And when I was getting back in the bed, I said, Lord, what was that about? He said, it's at the door. So I kind of breathed heavily, and I just sat there and thought. And I didn't really pray yet. It didn't register that I need to be praying. I went back to sleep, and I saw a vintage World War II plane that it was painted civilian. You know, it was orange. Military planes are not orange. But it was an ancient military plane from World War II, but it was orange. And it flew over the East Coast, and it banked and came back towards Florida. And I saw the missiles go off, and the sky turned red. And I woke up. The next day or so, I started praying. I said, he gave me that for a reason. And I'm praying and wondering why, what do I do? And I thought about how God said, let not the devil have nothing. That used to be a message. Well, based on the scripture, give no place to the devil in Ephesians 4:19. I said, then I started taking authority. I might have said, Satan, you can't start a war. But after I thought about it, and God gave me this for a reason, and I said, Satan, you're not starting the war. I said, I rebuke it in Jesus, and it hadn't happened yet. And it was at the door a year and a half ago. So almost 2 years now. It'll be 2 years in April. Now listen, If God brings something to you, you can deal with it. I say that was a gift of faith in order to be able to stop the enemy at that magnitude. See, if you believe, the Lord taught me that a gift of faith, as long as you're in faith, God will help you. Keep faith. He'll help you have enough faith to get the job done. So don't stop just because you think you can't do it. That's not true. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So when it's down to you, lives are on the line. People are going to die and not have a chance to repent if that bomb goes off. So the Lord has people. If he who now letteth will let. If you want to be the kind of people that stop storms and stop wars and stop death and stop Satan, you got to get over the influences of the world and stop being leveraged by the worldly things. And start driving out those demons that hold you back. Everything that's not of God, just drive it out of your life. Way out of your life. And the battle without is like eating cake. Whatever your favorite kind is, it's easy. I didn't break a sweat. I just spoke words in faith. You can do it. Anybody can do it. But first you got to drive out the things of the world, the doubt, the unbelief. And you do that by receiving the word of God. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our mighty, mighty, mighty Lord.